The Vavusta well-known sugya in Yuma in the beginning of the last parak, the Fangimon Bezayin down on the line of the sugya of Chatzi Shia. The Gemara says that Chatzi Shia is also. We know that most Isurim have a Shia. Mashal Machon is a Surah, is a big Zayis, the Yisab Neveen, or Treif, or Chaz, he's also Vachila, a Bedech Chal Big Zayis. For example, on Yom Kippur, the Shia, this Achila is Gregorous, a little bit more than a Zayis. Enough that a person feels something from it, it's a gregus. But the Gemara says, even if you eat pochus megashia, even if you eat less than a shia, it's also asa. So, machoikus and Gemara, if chatzi shia is asa mederaisu, asa mederabonu. Machoikus and Gemara, if chatzi shia is asa mederaisu, asa mederabonu. What about by mitzvah sasei? The Gemara talks about mitzvah lois sasei, it's averis. Averis to have a shia, it's asa, even if you eat pochus megashia. The shia is for the ancient. The shia is to be chai of malchus or misa. Or chorus, or to be in kamachatas, that's what you have to have a full shia, to be over the aver and ganzen. And the Gemara says, the chatzi shia is also asa, either medaraisa, medarabanan. There's just no einshim on that. You don't get malchus, but there's an issa. Now, what about on the mitzvah saseh? For example, this week's Sedra, the Mechassinah talks about it in mitzvah vav. He says many achrim speak about it, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Aleph, Chacham Tzematzah, the end of Halacha Zayin, it's Amrit Al-Ghazi, in Sefer on Masechet Becheiros, the back of Masechet Becheiros, it's in the end of Perek Dalet, where the Amrit Al-Ghazi has the Ramban has a Chayv and Hilchos Chalva, and the Amrit Al-Ghazi in that Ramban, he also talks about it. What about Mitzvah Aseh? For example, like we're saying, this week said, one of the Mitzvah Aseh, is Mitzvah Aseh in the Torah, to eat a Korban Pesach. Besides the Mitzvah being a Korban Pesach, everyone has to eat also a Kazayas, Leil Pesach of the Korban Pesach. Or the Mitzvah Matzah, today also, there's a Mitzvah Tit Matzah, the Shir is a Kazayas. What if somebody, behind this, it happens, he doesn't have a gzayis matzah. He has a half gzayis. Is there an Indian to eat the half gzayis? Did you say there's a din of chatzi shia by mitzvahs also? What do you say? If you don't have a gzayis, you don't have a shia, what's the point? Do you say there's no point to it? Maybe you're not mechuyif to eat it. Or do you say, no, there's a din, just like we have chatzi shia by isurim, the chayinim want to say, maybe there's a din of chatzi shia by mitzvahs also, and it'll be a chiyiv. You're not making the mitzvah b'shleimusa. You still have a chiv to eat a full shia. If you would get invited that night, the full kazayis of matzah teach, you'd be mechuyiv, you weren't yotzei yet. But even chatzi shia is also a mitzvah. Do you say by mitzvah also chatzi shia? Very interesting shayla. A little bit you have to understand what's the svara of the shayla. I was looking at the chayim, I don't see them really explain the stadim. They're being raised to it. But, and svara, you would say, there is. What's the difference? Just like if there's a din chatzi shia, by Averis, why wouldn't we need a chatzi shia b'mitzvahs? But if you think about it, there is a reason to say the other way, really. For the reason why chatzi shia is asa, the coin command of chatzi shia is asa min ha-Torah is to say it's a custom. The Gemara brings it out from the pasuk of kol chelev. By the lav in the Torah, tit chelev, the chelev, the fat in the behemoth, it's asa to eat, the Torah gives an extra word kol. Was the word kol coming to teach you? So the Gemara dashens, Rabbi Yechon dashens, that kol comes to teach you chatzi shia. That a shia is for the chi of chorus that's on if you chayim b'shoigig, anything which is chayim kurs amazed, b'shoigig being kamachatas, that you have to have a shia, a gzais, being chayim kamachatas or kurs. Or if there's edim and asura, there's malkas on chayim, you have to have a shia to be chayim. But the Gemara Dashin, some kol chayim of the pochus make a shia, there's no ancient, there's no carbon, there's no malkas, there's no kurs, but it's also asa. Is a main long chayim, we could say that the drush, and we learn that from the Tulung other Averis, but we could say the limit is Tulung other Chayv Elavin. Just like the Pasuk is written by Elav, maybe that it's only teaching you by Chayv Elavin, and we don't learn out the Chayv Esays, the Mitzvah Esays.
According to the Baruch, the reason is because Chayv Elavin is Rufa, that applies.
That's also right, if you go with the Svar of Chazin as the Rufa, you have to know what that means. That over here also he says, Chazir Suif for Mitzvah.
If he talked about Hilus Pras, he will be Mikhail Mitzvah Matzah, so why not?
Right, so maybe that the Svar should apply here also.
It's all the same thing in the Mitzvah. It's Matzah, it's not even eating apples and potatoes, right?
Right, and how do you say Chazir Suif for Averis?
Eating apples and potatoes.
No, Chazir Suif, why is it different things? Chazir Suif by Surah is referring to the same Mitzvah. When you ate a half a Zayas Chayin, if you're able to eat to another Chazir Zayas, that's where the first Zayas is also awesome. We're going to get to this soon. But if you go with the Svar of Kochenu, maybe that's what the Chayinim are clearing. Maybe this drush is only by Chayv Elavim, the Pasuk is by Chayv Elavim. If the reason is, if Chatzi Shia is Asa Medarbonan, That l'chayr, the Gemara says, the reason, but l'chayr, Pashas, the reason is gzeir atu, chatzishi atu, shir shonim. They made gzeir, don't eat a chatzishi, because you might come to eat a full shir. That would not apply to mitzvahs. I mean, it doesn't pass the holding of gzeir. So if you go with these svaras, then these svaras are only for averis. There's no reason to say there should be inyam chatzishi for mitzvahs. I believe that we could say that if the Josh is because of Kochelim, maybe the same way we're going out from Kochelim to all other Averis, maybe we're going out to Mitzvah Seh also. Maybe that's the Chakir. Maybe we're going out from Kochelim, even though it's in by Lois to say we should go out to the whole Torah, even to Mitzvah also the Chatzishir or something. But if you say it's the Rabbanon, I would think maybe my own Svar, but we can't say our own Svar. So I think maybe there'd be a time of Kadesh Shemit Shtachach, that you shouldn't forget that we find some places, the Gemara in Erevin, I think it's the Chai, and the Gemara says, Kes Shemit Shtachach Erev, even though there's no Chiv of an Erev, they were Machayev to make an Erev Chatzeris, that they shouldn't forget the Erev. So maybe here also, Kadesh Shemit Shtachach, but right, we can't really say that ourselves. The Gemara doesn't say Kadesh Shemit Shtachach, it's not for us to say.
Okay, the Gemara says Kadesh Shemit Shtachach, where it's not possible at all.
Right.
They don't have a
Sraig
at all.
Over here, one person you don't say Kadesh Shtachach. It's not Mestaba. I think you say Chatashir is the Rabbanon. It's not Mestaba to say that it goes on Mesase. Maisa Harry Paskin. So there's a Pima Godim in your day, some inside a Chesef Katan Tess, who brings a whole list of Achrenim, the Paskin, the Paskin, that Allah is like the Mandom, Chatashir is the Raisa. What's the Nafkamini? If not the Nafkamini, it's the Maisa, but the he says that most poskim that he found, that he lists over there, they all paskin the chatzishi is asmid deraisa. So if you hold chatzishi is asmid deraisa, we're working with deraisa. There's a sort to say it goes on mitzvahs also.
Like you don't know
if it's chatzishi or suffik. Well, if it's asa, then we go to gedarim of suffik. It's suffik deraisa l'chumer. Oh, you mean the nafkamina where the chatzishi is asa now? The poshtun nafkamina would be about suffik. He's saying all right. What's the din if you have a suffix chatzishia? If it's a, so the Pima God brings down, it could be that's what they're talking about. The Pima God brings down, holds the poiskim that chatzishia is also mederaisa, and therefore suffix chatzishia would also be also, l'chumra. And then we could say the svar goes on, the drasha goes on the raisa also. I was thinking another svar would be, like Belli mentioned, the Gemara says another reason for the Mandoma that chatzishia is awesome in Atayr is because it's chosing on steruifei. What's pshat in the Gemara? So I always learned the Gemara. I think the pshat is the Chazon Sufi is teaching you that every drop of the shia is a davara. That's what's teaching. It's not that you're not chay of the einish or the kob until you finish, you complete the entire shia. But as you get there, every drop of the shia is a davara. That's what Chazon Sufi is also. It's something the Torah said. Asid. Torah was not mechayev in einish until you get to the end. But pasha is every drop is davara. If you're going like that, then maybe mitzvah also you could say every drop is davatoiv. You're not yetsu, you didn't fulfill your obligation, you know, yetsu dechavosai, until you had a full shir, you have to keep on going, but l'maisa, as you're eating it, every drop is a dava toiv, is part of the mitzvah. That's why it is as far to say, but mitzvah is also chatzi shir would be a chiv. It's a big chiddush to go say that zinni of chatzi shir, but mitzvah is also. The Mechaz Chinuch says that the Santan of Kamina in the Shaila, he said, he brings down the famous Gemara Pesachim, the Kuf Tesvav, that Hillel, we say in the God, Hillel will do Kairach. By the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mora, he'll be Karchan Yachad. He put that, make they teach the kind of Hillel sandwich, you put together and eat it together. Aga, Rashi and Rishbam learned the Gemara that they would Kairach all three. The Pesach, Matzah, and the Mora. All three they would eat together. The Rambam is a dig, and the Rambam not like that. But in fact, it's pretty close to the Rambam. Dam sagt in Per Chesu, Cheschamitza Matzah, Lachavav, and Lachazayin. Dam says Kairach Matzah Mora. You put together the matzah morah, and then the Rambam says, V'yachar mevorach al chingas ha-pesach. And afterwards, you make a bracha al chingas pesach, and you eat the pesach. It's meduyig in the Rambam, pretty clear. The Rambam held the kerich was only on matzah morah, and then you would eat the korban pesach separately. There's a hasaga derived on that Rambam. It's a little bit unclear, everyone, which is what's derived saying, but the Lechav Mishnah learns on the Rambam, the Rambam is asking on the Rambam this point. Why does the Rambam say that kerich is only on matzah morah? The kerich goes on pesach matzah morah. But it seems that's the Rambam shita. In the Gemara of Emes is Machoikas. Hillel held you do Kairich, and the Rabbanan were Chaylik. The Rabbanan held, no, there's no mitzvah Kairich. You eat the Pesach separate, the Matzah separate, the Morah separate. But the Gemara does say that, Sai according to Koshkin, according to Hillel, and even according to Rabbanan, that there's no din of Kairich to eat together. If you want, you can eat together. If you want, there's no din to eat together. You can eat one at a time, but if you want to eat them together, you can eat them together. And the Gemara says that, don't worry that the time will be both the one and the next, that maybe if you're not mechuyev to do kairich, according to Rabbanon, or even according to Hillel, according to Rambam, that you're not supposed to have the Pesach together with the Matzah Maror. But in case you do eat the Pesach together with the Matzah Maror, even if you're not Mechuyiv, you shouldn't worry that the Tam of the Matzah is Mevatel the Tam of the Pesach, or the Tam of the Pesach is Mevatel the Tam of the Matzah, or the Tam of the Maror is Mevatel either one. The reason is because there's a din, the ones like the din, that's mitzvahs, e mevatel zu zu. Anything which is a mitzvah, it's not mevatel. If you put in your mouth two things which are mitzvah, maybe the chashivas of the mitzvah makes it that it's the one mitzvah is not mevatel another mitzvah. Even if there be no din kayach, even according to Rabbanon. But since the maisa, each piece is a mitzvah, the matzah is a mitzvah on its own, the mor is a mitzvah on its own, the pesach is a mitzvah on its own, and even if you're not supposed to do kayach, it's not mevatel tam one to the other. But if you eat something that's not a dvar mitzvah, for example, together with the exact matzah, you have a piece of fish together with it, that you would say the tam of the fish is mevatel the tam of the matzah. And you would not be yetzah. There's a mission at the end of the second parak that does talk about sochim being on the Pesach. They were terrible, and there was soch to come Pesach with some shemen and shemayin. I never understood what it seems to be a shukostira. Why wasn't, why don't you see over there the tam is mevatel the, that's a dvar shus, that shemen yayin. Because it's very little, it's very... It means it's a very small amount. Maybe that's the reason. But basically, the Gemara over here seems to say that if you have two things, one thing is not a mitzvah at all, and one thing is a mitzvah, that tam is mevatel.
You're already with the mitzvah. You're already
Oh, you're eating extra? And you're eating extra from Pesach? Maybe that Gemara's talking about the extra?
The shemen becomes bottle. You don't make a bracha of shemen.
Because it becomes bottle, that's why. It's maybe a small amount, yeah, maybe something like that. I gotta remember, if I remember correctly.
It's not a new entry to say it's bottle. It's okay. Right. It's making it better to eat. You don't make a broth on it. The buzzer is coiled with.
Kahanim
also used to use
Right, Lamashkel, is it's like, yeah, it's in your dikachim in a chashva way, in the way you enjoy it. So maybe, so that whole Gemara is talking, you know, the Mishnah says that they used to be sachin while they were roasting it. Okay, but basically the Gemara over here says, I guess, if you eat a big amount, that it's mevatel at the time, if it's davar shus. You shouldn't do this. Mevatel. I remember this, if I remember correctly, I was before my bar mitzvah. I remember the story, I had a friend whose father was a Adam Godel. It was Adam Godel. And he told me his father was makbid, you know, on big shirim of matzah, a nice brisk shir. His father was also makbid, I think it's a brisk chumra. We know everyone's makbid tidi b'chdei chingas pras. I think the most chumra of the gashir is to have the excess within 2 minutes, so people try to swallow quickly, but there's ever a chumra to try to swallow it all the basachas. Mamash take the whole kazayis, a big kazayis, and says, how do you do that? You chew and you chew and you chew, and you keep his mouth to be full, and he said, he's the wisest father, chew and chew, have a full mouth of matzah, and try to get the whole thing down to basically a one shot, and to do it, you take a little wine to help it go down. I remember he told me, take a little wine to help it go down. Later, I was doing the sugya, I'm thinking, that doesn't work. If you do that, the wine will be mevatel the time of the matzah. If a person Hashem is doing this, and maybe he shouldn't not to do this. Person is that he's choking. Fashteitzach, he should drink something, but then taking again a piece of matzah beyetz to the halacha kalacha. What?
It wasn't. They do it with water.
You do it with water?
Yeah.
He told me with wine, God. Unless he was making mistakes. He's like, so many years ago, his father's a pianist. Like, we can't even tell what. That ask him to shine on the out button. Okay.
Says the
Chiddush
because it has to be
Vasachas. It's based on
Rivash. It has to be Vasachas. So that's Sifakeh. He wants the Rishkel and the Rishkel with Sifakeh that by one Kizayas there's no such thing. There's just brass. Only the Rivash that holds it, you have to eat them Kaachas, all three. So then it's a problem. Mm-hmm. Because there's just brass, it's still not Kaachas. So that's where you have to do the Rivashas. If anything, it's a mistake. The Rishkel, I think it was made.
We do the Pashas of the Haggadah. It says in Haggadah these are three steps, Matzah, Morah, and Kairach. They say we do Rochsa, we wash, Moitzi, make a Moitzi, Matzah, we eat Matzah, make a Broch on the Matzah, Morah, we eat separate, and then Kairach, we eat them together. I think there's a minig, they don't do Matzah separate, they don't do Morah separate, they go straight to Kairach. They do rochsa, moitzi, mashu, had to make the bracha. I don't know if anyone's seen that. And they just do kairach. They're such an. But there'd be a problem with that, because today the halacha is matzah. There's two mitzvahs matzah in Torah. There's mitzvah matzah together with the Korban Pesach. There's mitzvah matzah on its own. That's why today matzah even without the Korban Pesach is the raisa. But morah, there's only one mitzvah morah together with the Korban Pesach. The same time with the Korban Pesach. The bezman there's no Korban Pesach, but the raisa is no mitzvah morah. So today morah is the rabbanon. So if you do kirch today, the morah is the rabbanon, the matzah is the raisa. So klapi the raisa and chayr the time of the morah will be mevatel the time of the matzah, and you will not be yitzah. So I'm not sure how the minig works, but that's...
Some people have a bigger problem. The mortar that they use the Roman letters.
Yes.
And then they put in the chapter...
It's also, if you
do... It's also, those that hold that one is not...
Right, the reason why you're using two minim is you want to cut... We're not sure which min
but
is the right...
Minig oil is that they put it together. I don't know.
I guess we're pretty sure that the Romaine lettuce is rather one of the most makubal dikim asoyer, that it's one of the fine minim, which is chasa, the chasa. The sound I just wrote down that someone typed, you know, all the first, was it first four minim are types of leafy vegetables, maybe what we use, and mora I saw typed as coriander. Mora is a coriander, very bitter, so none of them typed as horseradish, none of them typed as grain. Very interesting. Well, my well does say that chayin l'chayin is one of the meaning, but people do both. My father used to use also endives, and I saw it's a taich from one of the others. He picked up that chumah also extra at the end, after matzamar and after kayach. Then they give out, we take exercise of it. There's one more min, okay, to have to cover in case that was on the crib. One more min, it might be endives. But the most makubadik min seems to be romingas. Oh, so getting back to this, the Michas Chinuch says, the nafkamini would be, what if somebody had a kazayas of a Korban Pesach and he only had a chatzi kazayas of matzah? And he would want to eat it together. So if you hold chatzi shia is the raisa even by mitzvah saseh, then you could eat this chatzi shia of matzah together with the Korban Pesach. And you don't have to worry about mevatel because mitzvah mevatel is a zoo. The mechassin will say, even if it's chatzi shia, it's enough of a shem mitzvah that it won't be mevatel the time one or the other. But if you hold, there's no din chatzi shia by mitzvahs, there's nothing at all, so you won't be allowed to eat the matzah together with the Pesach because the matzah will become a davar shavu shus and it'll be mevatel zuzu. That's not the
point.
So that the Achrayim talk about that if you eat more than exists, stipe as a whole. Stipe has a whole simon on it in Brachas, so he brings down the Hamak Shela, then the Tziv says that if you eat more than a kazayis, it becomes part of the mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah. It brings your eyes to it.
According to what you said.
Because same, and you're always eating a little bit extra. And chayr, before you finish the kazayis of one, maybe you already have to more excess of the other. My sin valeteretz is that chayr, whatever you're moistav on the shir becomes part of the mitzvah. As long as it's all becomes part of it. There's a whole simon. King of Siakam and Brachas about this. He brings very nice eyes to it. Okay. Another Indian this week said to Pashtboy, Pasuk says, Yer Mashem or Moshe V'Aaron, Zay Schukas HaPesach Kol Ben Nechel Yechaboy. Special halach in the Torah that Kol Ben Nechel is not allowed to eat from a Korban Pesach. So Rashi teaches Ben Nechel Shnesachu Maisa Lavash Vashamayim. It's referring to a Mumma. It says, V'echad Eva Kachavim, V'echad Yisom Mumma Mashba. It goes on Tzai, Eva Kachavim, Tzai Yisom Mumma. It's a sugim psachim that's like vavam and aleph, that there's a lav in the Torah on the oichel and on the meichel. You're not allowed to give a mumma. Someone, this came from a yid who's together a mumma, you're not allowed to give him the Korban Pesach to eat, and he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. What's a mumma? A mumma, pashtus, is someone that is not shem a Torah mitzvah, any mitzvah. He's a mumma. The Gemara does say a mumma for one of their is not a mumma chot or a kulaf. He's just a... Whatever, he's a shagas in one zach, he's not, except for Vaidazar. If he's mumma of Vaidazar, that's already considered in Gansan a mumma, because Vaidazar, if he understands it, it's so chum, but that's already mumma. And the Gemara in Chulin, that hey, clears about mumma chal Shabbos. The Gemara is sad to say, the mumma chal Shabbos is also mumma chal Tekula. In the Sefer Derech Pekudecha from the Bnei Soscha, in Mitzvah Yigimah, I saw it down, he clears the Shaila, there's a Zoya Kodesh, it's thinks it's Maimah Chazal, but in Chayr it's not a Gemara, it comes from Zoya Kodesh and Pashperesh, it's the beginning of the Sefer, the Zoya Kodesh Zohar, Kol Koyis Kimu Oved Oved Zohar. Whoever gets angry is as if he's Oved Oved Zohar. I think this is, became bavus from the Mesil Sharon. The Mesil Sharon brings down the Zoya Kodesh and Perik Yidalf. Now Kol Koyis Kimu Oved Zohar. Klet the Bnei Soscha, if a person is Koyis, if he gets angry, is he together a Mumma? If Kol Koyis Kimu Oved Zohar, someone is Oved Zohar, at the Mumma. So if someone ever got in Kass, he's not allowed to come Pesach. You're not allowed to give him the Korban Pesach. When they check if people give him Pesach, make sure he's a shem to a mitzvah, make sure he's not a Zohar. You have to make sure he's not a Koyis.
says kola oichlo misugus ki'ilu.
Okay.
That's mechaper on all the ki'ilus.
Okay, that's okay. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But the ma'isa, the chori, this is the shayla over here. Ma'isa chaklez is the shayla. Chori shayla is what does ki'ilu mean? Whenever Chazal say ki'ilu, but when chori ki'ilu means Chazal say ki'ilu, that's what it is. It's ki'ilu eved avei dezar. So the shayla, someone, yeah. One thing for sure to learn from here, how chomadim of kass is that you don't take look at it this way. You're a person who would not be allowed to come on Pesach. A person gets in kass.
And if you give masro, give masro, you'll be some bezin.
You mean Ki'ilu? You mean Ki'ilu doesn't go on that?
Ki'ilu.
Okay, nice. I'm saying even they saw causes. I would say something else. I would say that really you have to understand why is some of those Vezara Mumma? Is it a Siba or a Simen? The Aveir itself, the Chayim Aveir itself makes someone a Mumma? Or is it really a Mumma does not, it's not from actions. A Mumma isn't Das. A Mumma is a mention of Sabikaris, Vasaha, Vasamein, what his worldview is, what's important to him, what he believes in. A person's Zohar, it's a simen, as there's a abikaris, it's a kaif, it's a mumma. It's a simen, because, and mainly, that would be pshat in the Gemara in Chulin also. The Gemara in Chulin declares, if a mumma chal Shabbos, is that also considered mumma chal tekulin? What's pshat? What's up with Shabbos? I think pshat is because Shabbos is a davos, is mushrish, belayv, chal Yisrael, everyone knows what Shabbos is. A person was a mumma chal chal Shabbos, it's a simen that in Das, as in Gansana Kaifa, he's a mumma. So if you learn the whole Indian of that a mumma of Zohar is a mumma, it's not because of the maisa of Zohar, it's because it's a simen as what's in his mind, what he thinks, what he is. That makes it a simen. You could say that kol kois king of Zohar goes on the maisa. The maisa cast is a zoivia maisa of Zohar, but it's not a simen. What he thinks in his mind, he's a kofa. Just because someone is like a
kofa.
Somehow, something about Shabbos. There's a machal Shabbos already. Yeah, you have to understand that. But if you know the whole din of Eved Zohar is a mumma because it's a simen, maybe you don't have that simen by the ma'aser. Let's take it for the musar shabbos. Let's be extra here. And b'fapaleil seder, even though mentioned we should be zeicher to come Pesach, b'fapaleil seder, the time thinking about a person chashon gets in kass, but I say that you're doing something that right now you cannot come Pesach. There's one side in b'nei sascha, so zeicher should be a musar for that. Since I mentioned also, there's a Machash Shmuel won't show me this. I don't think it must be mentioned, but there's a Santa Toy Tmim in this week's Sedra, a Makas Choshech, the last three Makas in this week's Sedra. He brings down the Majoshim say, a Makas Choshech, a Choshech Choye Kevedina. The Mak of Choshech in Mitzrayim was the thickness of a coin, of a Dina. The thickness of a coin. Okay, I know people don't like him. So you have to, well, say it over anyway. Effect the good kasha. Tashmimi is a good kasha. How could you give a shia on choshech? You can't. How do you give a width, a length, a depth? We'll say that choshech was the shia of every dina. What does that mean? The whole place was dark for the Mitzrayim. What's the main kavi dina? How can you give a shia of every dina? It's another kasha. Yes, if you look in Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says like a few times that the choshech was more than choshech sholayin. It was darker than the darkness of the night. Smashmu is Indian of choshech laila even at night, and the psukim say it was shleish yamim, it was 3 days, 3 nights.
You were able to feel the choshech.
Oh, we're going to get that. The Gemara does the psukim does say the choshech was 3 days. In fact, to me another kasha. It's stating the Torah ben Pashas Noach after the marble, the Eibushter gave avtocha yom v'laila lo yishbeisu. After the marble, there was no yom. It was also like a choshech. But the Eibushter said, after the marble, yom v'layin lo yishbeisu, there'll always be a day and a night. We have drashas from this, but poshup shad and the pasuk is, the Eibushter gave tocha, there'll always be a day and a night. What happened with Makas choshech? 3 days, there was no day. Oh, but Teretz says you want to say for the Yidden there was yom, but poshup.
Everybody else.
What?
The rest, but
Pashtus, yom v'layin lo yishbeisu was avtocha to the whole Bria. That everyone's going to have Yom B'Lai. Whatever punishment's going to happen to people, they're going to have Yom B'Lai. So this is what they say, the Mitzrayim had no Yom. And that was his kasha. So the Tetzvimi, even though everyone, like I said, people were upset with this Teretz, but the Tetzvimi does say, Umay Mistapina, if I wouldn't be afraid. He does start off. But Umay Mistapina, if I wouldn't be afraid, Lahamsi Davachadash, to say a Naib Shah Ma'oid, the Davachash Ma'oid, he calls it very Davachadash, have a mean, I would think to say, the Indian Achoshach Ha'ilubah'abiyah, the Choshach was not in the atmosphere, Rak Be'ini Ha'anoshim, was in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. It was like a cataract. They should put like a cataract in every eye, and that was what caused the choshech. is a man, let's answer the first kasha. What's mean koividina? It was this cataract, this covering on every his eye. What's koividina? It's very good. The magic is saying it was the thickness of a coin. And man, let's answer the other kasha also. What happened to the yom v'layim l'yishpeishu? Teres says it was yom. There was a day. The sun was out everywhere. It's just on their eyes. They couldn't see it. That was the makah. Pelin the gatatzmima. Speshah makas cheshich. There was a covering on the eyes.
One second.
So Ma'aseh, and everyone screams this tatzmima. I don't know if the story is right. How shaf? Ma'aseh is a good sefer. But this piece people don't like. But Maisa, he says, no, we missed the peanut. It's a fan for these two kashas. So I was thinking also that there's a mechilta that Tertumir brings down also. It says, Yomish Cheshech, the Cheshech was so thick that Rashi brings down also. It's a mechilta. It says, Magad Akosta, the Kshoya Mitzi, Oymen Lo Yochilesha. When the Mitzi was standing, he cannot sit down. Kishiyosha Lo Yochilyamad, he couldn't, when he was sitting, he couldn't stand up. And they shumosh bafenga because it was so thick. Shinema be Yomish Cheshech. So what's Pshat? So Teretz is, I think Pashat, that Tertumir, he was trying to explain the other Medrash, the Medrash that said that it was Koyvedina. And the Tertumir meant it's Mahagas Medrashim, Enechnami, according to the Medrash that they could not stand or move, it was so thick. That Medrash was in the Avia. But he's coming to explain this Medrash of Koyvedina. And this Medrash, behold, he held Ken Zain, Muli the Stepina, if I would be afraid to say Dava Chodesh Ma'oid, it was a covering on the eye. And that would stand for the other Kash also of why wasn't the problem of the Yom B'Layim Ha'izvashim.
Okay.
Of Yomish? Of Yomish, they felt the cataract. They were able to touch it and feel it.
They couldn't get up.
What?
They couldn't get up.
That's not a pasuk. They couldn't get up. Yeah, because it was dark. They couldn't see, maybe. But it seemed that the Medrash, even the Medrash said they couldn't get up. Dash is from the Yomish Reshach. Right. Okay, that's that medrash. So we'll see. Tertumim holds it's a mechagas medrashim. This medrash just says kavidina. It didn't hold the way. Okay, nice. It's just a mechush tertumim. Well, Taka doesn't like it. Okay, right in the pasture we have the mitzvah of pidyon petach hamor. So it says chol petach hamor tifta b'seh. If the firstborn person has a chamor, a donkey, the firstborn is matnas kuna. It's not a carbon. It's no kedusha, but there's a din of matnas kuna, and the din of matnas kuna is not to give the chamor to a Kayin, the Torah says, to be poided with a seh. V'chol petach chamor tifta b'seh. You should take the chamor, be poided on a seh, and take the seh and give it to a Kayin. It's a din of matnas kuna. The Gemara in Bukhari's Tafidan Chamanal says, if he doesn't have a seh, p'dei b'shabiyai. You poided the chamor b'shabiyai. If the chamor is worth $500, you poided the chamor on $500 cash, and you give the Kayin $500 cash. And the Gemara says, if you use a set, it comes out of cool. If you use a set, you don't have to have a shaviyai. You could take a $500 chamor and be paid on a $100 set and give the $100 set to the kayin. It's not cheaper. But if you're going to be paid on money, then you have to be paid with shaviyai. Then you have a chumri. You have to give the whole value. The Rishonim have, it's a machlokes Rishonim, it's not which is better to do. Is it better to give a seh, which was better to be paid on money? If you paid on a seh, the maila is you're doing what the Torah says, the lashon of the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is called petach matif to beseh. If you paid on money, the kohen gets more money. Because if you paid on a seh, you paid the beseh kolshu. You could give a $50 seh instead of for $500 chamor. If you paid the money, you're giving $500 kish. You're giving more money. The sant, and this halachah in the gear today also. There's an opinion petach matif today also. I think if there's farmers that have a big donkey farm, they're raising donkeys. What they do is, I think the way out of it is, they have shutfas min akum. They have a guy be a shutf of the guy, because then that part is the whole thing. Or the same thing is also any cattle farm, any milk farm. That's even worse. It's a bigger problem. So what they do is they mishtatef a guy with them, or maybe a Kohen Levi also talks about mishtatef with them. But the mice, in case you're not mishtatef, the person has one chamor and the chamor gives birth. I forget already. It's a mishnah in the beginning of Chayus. Chayus a guy. But this then the sign is brought down in the halach and Shulchan Aruch Simshin Chafarach, because that's some pinyin petach chamor study also, and the two in the Beis Yosef and Yedei Simshin Chafarach, they bring down a machlokes Rishonim, and which is chatchila better to do. Someone asks a rav, should I be paid on a seh or should I be paid on money? So machlokes, some Rishonim say better be paid on a seh, kolashin atayer, and some Rishonim say no, chatchila, if you don't mind, you want to do the right thing, better to be paid on money to give the coin the full value. The Mechas Chinuch is medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara, in the Lashon of the Rambam, says Lashon of the Gemara, says, "Im lo yiseh padei b'shavya." If you have no seh, you pay the value. So mashma lechatchila, you should be paid with a seh. The Mechas Chinuch has a shayla. What if you paid on money and you paid it with less than shavya, less than the value? Less than that. You're supposed to pay the b'shavya. It's $500 lechamor, and you pay the $300-$400. Does it work with the evid? We know the Gemara says in B'metziyah, after Zion, it's many places. The hekdesh shav amonish chin lo shav putas mechumel. Hekdesh also, in case you pay it on less than the value, but the evid is mechumel. It works. And lechay opinion about the chamor should not be chomer than hekdesh. So there's this book also. But he brings down from the Turi Evin that also clears the Shai. Turi Evin Megillah Lachachim Beis, and Turi Evin wants to say a Svara that it will not work over here based on the Chiddush from Tosis. Tosis and Tamura, the Chav Zayin and Beis, Tosis says that the whole din is the member of Shmuel, the Hekdash of Manish Chunel, Shavu Putz and Bechungel, is Dafka when the Bailim who is Makdash is Poyta. But Tosis says it's a Chiddush. Only if the Bailim who is Makdash, he has this special Kulma that he could be Poyta for the Evin on less than the amount. But someone who's not the Bailim, he has to be paid the b'shavri. It doesn't even help with the evid. As a man, zakt the mechas chinuch, he wants to say, and the Torah everything says also that they want to say a chiddush that peni petach hamor. You're the bialim, but you're not. But you were not makdash it. There's no hekdash by peni petach hamor. It just happens by itself. Since it just happened by itself, the petach hamor became a din petach hamor. You don't have this din of hekdash shav man shchunah shav putz mechumel. The man, even with the evid, it would not be part. It has to be the full amount. The Mechas Chinuch has another shayla. If when you put it on a seh, when you put the petachim on a seh, the din is like we said before. On a seh, if you put it on a seh, kol shuz lashon gemara, it could be worth less. You take a $500 petachim more, and you put it on a $50 seh, and give the seh, and that's the mitzvah. Of a ketam Mechas Chinuch, does the seh have to be worth at least a pruta? What if this says not even worth a pruta? Let's say you have a hechatzim seh, but it says not even worth a pruta. Would that also work? And he applied Sarachian. Sefer Aris, Sechta Becheris from Rav Yosef, Daf Yad Alef, he wants to say the Mestabit has to be a Pruta because you need a Mais in the Sina. He says by Matnas Kahuna, by Petach Hamor, it has to be in the Sina to the Kohen. Anything that's less than a Pruta, Tanah Rav Yosef, it's not in the Sina. It's not a Mais in the Sina. He says that Mesvara. But Abchaim Knievsky, it's like you're in a Sefer Derech Munah, Hilchos Bikurim, Peg Yibes Lach Yud, and his Biya Halacha, the Ramaskal Bain, he mentions the Shayim also, and he says, Faketfan Shver. He says, you don't need a Pruta. He says, you don't find anywhere but Matnas Kahuna that has to be Pruta. And he brings Uriah. The famous Gemara all over says, Chita Achas, Sakri. One kernel of wheat, Midaraisa, Kapata, Hawiras, Pashtas, one kernel of wheat is not a Pruta. So, Taim Chem Kirsi, we don't find anywhere that Matnas Kahuna has to be a Pruta. I would think that the Loshon of Matan Skuna, the Loshon of Matana, I think the Sherish of Matana is Nesina. A Matana gift means Nesina, so maybe that's of Yosha Svar, that you have to have a Nesina, and a Nesina, Pachshar Prut, is Nishkan Nesini, you're not giving anything. But that seems to be Machad. Machasun Chaz Vishayla, and if Yosha holds one way, it has to be at least a Pruta. And Chan can ask it, and it's not, it doesn't have to be worth a Pruta. If you put the petach hamor on the seh, the mechaz speaks this out. You know, it's very posh. If you take a pidyon petach hamor and you put it on a seh, you cannot use that seh to be put the second petach hamor. You have to give that to a kohen. The shaitzah goes, you already used it for one chamor, you can't go use it for a second chamor. But if you gave it to a kohen and then you bought back the seh from the kohen, you could use that seh again to put another chamor because there's no dinei kedusha on this. This is all money. This is all matzah. It's all dinei mammon. It's not a poshut. But if you bought it back, or even the kohen gave it to your present, then you could use that seh depending on whether the chasam that speaks it out. The Torah does say after the mitzvah pini petach chamor, the v'chol what's the pasuk again? V'chol petach chamor tifta b'seh. The Torah does say v'im lo yisifta, if a person is not a raftoi, you should break the neck of the seh. Of the chamor. You don't keep it. You can take it. The person's not mechuyev to give it. If he doesn't want to do this mitzvah, he breaks the neck and you throw it out. You don't keep it. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, it's also much like that in the Rambam in Sefer Yad and Perkei Beisach Bikur Melacha Alef, and the Chinuch and Mitzvah of Gimel, they count this as a separate mitzvah say. In the Cheshbon of Tayag Mitzvah, 615 mitzvahs, they say these are two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah in the Torah is Pidyon Petach HaMavaseh, another mitzvah is the Arifa, a breaking the neck of the Seh. The Ravid is Chaylok. The Ravid says that to be the Rafta is not a separate mitzvah. The Rafta is a knas. Says the knas. He says the Loshen. It's a brisa in Becharis. The brisa says Tani Levi. Who mafsu moyin shel koyin? He's mafsu the moment of the koyin. Latika chisum moyin. He doesn't want to give the koyin his seh or the value. He doesn't want to be kind of mitzvah. Latika, you're not going to gain from it. You have to lose the chama also. Time to Ravid. This is like a knas to the Torah. It's not a mitzvah. And it's okay. It's Indian. The Rav is a Loshen. It's not very. You be mazik mamakoyin. A person that doesn't give it and goes and does what the Torah says, they're after. It's
not very. Following that knas of Torah is not a mitzvah.
I guess not.
One choice in my case is not a mitzvah.
Okay. Say again.
By Moshe Shemri.
I don't know. Is it counted as a mitzvah? I mean, it's from. It's a chiv. I hear, it's not going around. But okay, but Gemaisa, the Rebbe is not a mitzvah. Melchus Chana says, a moedig nafkamina between these two sheets, whether it's a mitzvah or not. He says, there's a Gemara in the Dorim, that's Tazayin, famous Gemara, that Nishban Gavatos a mitzvah, first makes a shvua, not to be Mekayim a mitzvah, the shvua is nachal. Now, on a various thing, Gemara says the reason because the Mujbu Vayim Hasinai. But on mitzvahs, it doesn't say that Lashon because the Mujbu Vayim Hasinai. On mitzvahs, the Torah says it's Exeus Kasav Lahora Lahatim. Because Shvuah, the Torah says, you can do Shvuah for beer or for good. Meaning, for beer means Shvuah Shlo Oichel, that I won't eat. That's called Lahora. And then Lahatim means that I will eat. I won't eat an apple is Lahora. I will eat the apple is Lahatim. But by mitzvahs, it's Pasnish, the holy name of Lahora and Lahatim. As a main the Gemara says, the Nishmavatal mitzvah is not chal. Person makes the shvu, not to put on tefillin, the shvu is not chal. Not to take an esrog, not to eat matzah, the shvu is not chal at all. But the Mechaba in Yerideya, this is the sound, this is in Yerideya, Sim Rish Lametes of Zion, the Mechaba says, if person makes the shvu, not to do yibim. The Mechaba holds today we do yibim also, not like the Ramah, that we're passing like Abashor, but the Mechaba passes today we do yibim also. The Mechaba says, if person makes the shvu, not to do yibim, that shvu will be chal. He's not another yibim and he should do chalitza. Because that's not called Nishban Gavatos HaMitzvah, since he has a choice to do another mitzvah. He could do Chalitza. Just another mitzvah. The Tashbitz is Chaylok. The Tashbitz says, because the Mishnah does say that Mitzvah Yibim Kedemis Mitzvah Chalitza. Mitzvah Yibim is preferable before Mitzvah Chalitza. So mainly you are Nishban Gavatos HaMitzvah. But the Mechaba also knows that Mitzvah Yibim Kedemis Mitzvah Chalitza. But Mechaba held, that's not called Nishban Gavatos. It's not like making sure not to take an esrog where you have no choice. You made a shu'a not to be miyavim, but you do have a choice. Now you can do the mitzvah chalitza, which is definitely a mitzvah in the Torah. That's not called nishma v'atul as a mitzvah.
It's not only
da'at
because kedemis. You don't have a kedemis.
Well, the Tashbis is chalitza because of that reason.
Because
kedemis, he says that reason. Yeah, he calls the mishnah nivam mitzvah l'metes because of kedemis. Okay, but he's not chalitza on the mechaba svara. The mechaba svara is that when you can be Nishman Vatos Mitzvah if the Torah gave you a choice, because it's not Mamash Achiv to do Yivim, you have a choice of Chalitza, it's not so called Nishman Vatos Mitzvah. As a male, Mechus Chinuch must say here also, first to make a Shvua, not to give the Petah, not to be Poyder the Petah Chamor Naseh. So if you hold, like the Rambam, and who else was it? The Rambam and the other Yishayim that hold that Arif is also a Mitzvah, the Chinuch holds it's also a Mitzvah, say, to do a reifa, then the shvu will be chal. You will not be allowed to give the koyim you put on a set because you can still be making the mitzvah the reifa. You can do the other mitzvah, but if you hold like the ravid that the reifa is a knas, it's not a mitzvah at all, then already it will be nishmavatos a mitzvah, and it will not be chal. So, yeah.